From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The White House chief of staff has been replaced with a retired Marine Corps general, has been running the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Reince Priebus had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by President Donald Trump and was referred to publicly this week by the new White House communications director as a paranoid schizophrenic. Speaking to reporters Friday evening, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the conversations about this started with the president and Reince about 2 weeks ago. In an interview with CNN following his resignation, Priebus said the president wanted to go in a different direction. Still, University of Akron political science professor David Cohen tells VOA this is highly unusual.
Reince Priebus, save for the chiefs of staff that closed out administrations, Reince Priebus is by far the shortest serving chief of staff in our nation's history. And especially somebody coming in as the first chief of staff, he is by far the shortest serving.
Homeland Security's Deputy Secretary Elaine Duke will become the agency's acting secretary Monday when Kelly assumes his new post. U.S. President Trump's choice for White House Chief of Staff, retired Marine General John Kelly, was one of the military's longest-serving commanders before Mr. Trump named him Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. 67-year-old Kelly is known for his blunt-spoken style and is popular with military personnel. Mr. Trump described him in a tweet as a great American and a great leader. He also described the job Kelly has done as Homeland Security Secretary as spectacular, and he said that he has been a true star of my administration. This is VOA News. China has condemned North Korea's latest launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, joining criticism from the United States and South Korea. China's Foreign Ministry said in a statement Saturday that the launch defied UN Security Council resolutions and the common wish of the international community. U.S. and South Korean forces fired missiles into South Korean territorial waters in direct response to North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile launch Friday. South Korea's Defense Minister Song Young-mu speaks through an interpreter.
North Korea's ballistic missile launch is a serious, provocative act that clearly violates the UN Security Council resolutions multiple times and threatens security and peace on the Korean Peninsula. In particular, even though our government has proposed holding military talks, North Korea went ahead with its missile provocation.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said North Korea's latest launch was in blatant violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions. The White House says President Donald Trump approves Congress's new sanctions against Russia, and he intends to sign the bill. In a statement Friday, the press secretary said the president has reviewed the final version of the bill that outlines additional sanctions against a wide range of Russia industries. The bill also gives Congress the ability to block the president from lifting the Russia sanctions. The Trump administration had opposed the sanctions aimed at punishing Russia for allegedly interfering in last year's U.S. presidential election. The White House argued that it needed flexibility in trying to improve relations between the two countries. The White House also said that after months of investigation into contacts between Russian officials and members of President Trump's campaign team, there was broad bipartisan support in both houses of Congress for more stringent measures. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious MS-13 gang were arrested for murder last week in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island, President Donald Trump Friday promised to liberate our towns from gangs. Speaking to a group of law enforcement officers, he called on Congress to approve funds for additional 10,000 immigration and customs enforcement officers in order to root out the criminal cartels.
MS-13 gang members have brutally murdered 17 beautiful young lives in this area on Long Island alone. Think of it.
And the U.S. president also appeared to support police brutality in his remarks, saying, "Don't be too nice," and more. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.